right, D here with a brand new episode of FTO Podcast. Now, this episode is going to be very different because if you saw by the show notes, it's very shorter. So, I won't have much news to talk about today. Honestly, there won't be any comics of the day, and Tanshi J was out with MomoCon, so that whole thing was just out and about for everyone. I didn't go to MomoCon. Let me just say that first and foremost. I personally did not go to MomoCon. A lot of folks I know did go to MomoCon, but this guy here did not. I don't feel a way about it. I thought about going. I remember going last year, and it was nice. It was cool. I had, a lot of stuff going on in my place. I was like, you know what? Not this year. If I had gone for free, I would have taken a trek out to MomoCon, but I would have to pay. I'm not paying to go to a convention. That's not to deter any of you from going to a convention. If you want to go to a convention, go nuts. Have fun. Make that your entire thing. But for me, the networking is nice. Don't get me wrong on that. The talking to new people, people you know online, all that's fun. It's just the constant walking around, the drop of a hat, panels you take in, paying all unnecessary money about this place. It gets overwhelming after a while. You know what I mean? So, this year, I decided to opt out, and I just didn't go. But Tanshi J went. She's promoting Midnight Comics. Her and Lloyd are both talking about Midnight Comics. So if you get a chance, check out Midnight Comics. This episode's a little bit different because we're talking about a lot of different newsworthy stuff. That's, I wouldn't say not top tier news stuff, but let's just start it out. Mortal Kombat 2 has Adeline Rudolph as Katana. So that's happening. So you get one of the characters, one of the actors from Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, added to the Mortal Kombat franchise. And I'm interested in seeing how this plays out because the first Mortal Kombat movie, it wasn't bad. It had some bad moments inside of it, mostly Kane. We didn't really need that guy. He's supposed to be the vessel for us to see everything through, but he wasn't necessary. So hopefully he's not in the second one. But yeah. Adeline Rudolph is going to be Katana in a new film. A lot of fans are getting crazy about this. Who knew? I had no idea if people were going to know about this. Next up, Marvel shuts down filming of Thunderbolts and Wonder Man due to the writer's strike. So the WGA writer's strike is it's morphing and growing, and a lot more things are being canceled. If you hear my kids in the background, because I am in a car currently doing this episode because I have taken too many days off, too many weeks off, of doing this podcast, and I gotta switch it up. I gotta do the podcast. No matter the circumstances, no matter my environment, the show must go on, as they say. But Thunderbolts and Wonder Man are both pausing, is what they're calling it. I know on my TikTok, I feel like they were canceled. I mean, let's be real. This strike is still going. And some companies are paying their writers instead of defaulting to the GPT. Some places are not, and the actors are still getting involved in that entire situation. So, I don't see this strike ending anytime soon. And more films and properties are going to be suffering from it. Just the way it is. It's the future. People aren't watching as many shows. I've been reading tons of articles saying that more and more TV shows and movies aren't going to be greenlit. They're going to focus less TV shows, less movies, and put out more quality films. But you know what? Time is a vacuum. This is gonna last. This could last probably maybe 5-6 years of just doing just small quality work, and then in 5-6 years it switches up and you get a whole load of TV shows and movies again. It's just the way it is right now. 2023, things are changing. Politics is running rampant with a lot of folks, whether they are looking at it or not. So it's times are changing. That's all there is to it. Next up, Batman and Catwoman go to war this fall in a DC Comics crossover event. This crossover event is called Batman Catwoman, the Gotham War. Now, I read a synopsis on Batman News Plus. It reads very dramatic. It says, understand their entire relationship where they had a proposal. They were going to get married, and that was dissolved. Catwoman went off and did tons of adventures. She came back, and they reunited. They got a glimpse to their future. And, all that happened to these characters. And they're still going to war with each other. A Gotham War at that. And I'm really interested to see how this Gotham War is going to play out. Because is Batman and Catwoman going against each other. Now, throughout, like, the entire time I've been reading Batman comics, I never seen, like, an event or an arc of these characters going against each other. And that is really interesting in itself, seeing these two legacy characters. I think Catwoman is just as old as Batman, maybe 2 years younger than Batman, her creation. And they're going against each other head-to-head, mano-a-mano, in this Gotham War event. And yes, DC has been putting out a lot of events recently. Like, ever since the Infinity storyline. I don't know, you could probably say Rebirth. After Rebirth, they've been going kind of hard with the events and arcs. But this one, I picked this story simply because, like, it gives me something, like, to look forward to. It gives me, like, a dot in the DC history where I can say, like, you know what? This I remember. I remember when that happened, and anything before and after that is like a good starting point for any comic book fan who wants to get involved inside this story. So that's why I had to talk about it. Next up, in the final story that I got for you today, I told you it's going to be a short episode. I just had to put something out for you guys to listen to it. We got Marvel officially retires one of its most iconic characters. That's Nick Fury. That's right. Created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, started out as Sergeant Fury in 1963 in the Howling Commandos. If you've been following the comic books of Nick Fury, you know that he was the watcher of the Marvel Universe, because they had his son, who is the Sam Jackson copy of Nick Fury, take over in the 616 universe, because, you know, to make up for what the Ultimate Universe had for their Nick Fury. And as we all know, like, the Secret Invasion TV show is coming out on Disney Plus. So they're going to bring back, like, the Sergeant Fury, the Nick Fury that we all know of. And they're going to have us say our goodbyes to him. Now, I don't really know personally how I feel about this, but the character was shelved for a very long time. Like even Uatu didn't get much screen time. You know, he was, like, you know, the original Watcher. And the fact that he's not the Watcher right now in the comic books, and, like, a lot of the fans feel a certain way when the comic books and the TV shows don't link to each other, which is why Marvel does such a distinct job of putting those two storylines together, which I don't really care for, but they do it. And Nick Fury is leaving, but you still got his son, Nick Fury. I don't know, same name, very confusing. Doing this thing inside of 616. Fans have not been complaining about this character at all. We may see him do more things with S.H.I.E.L.D. as of late, from what I've been seeing in the comic books. Maria Hill been doing most of her stuff with S.H.I.E.L.D. Nick Fury does pop up more as a, like a surprise, motherfucker, kind of situation. It's a swear to show, also. If anything else, with this storyline. But it's a little different. If you're going to be real with each other, like, it's a little different to have, like, this character, like, be gone for a good minute. But, again, it is what it is. Other news, Across the Spider-Verse has the Scarlet Spider-Man and Andy Samberg going to be playing Ben Reilly. Hello. That's good news. For me, anyway. The creators of Golem made an official apology to all the fans about how not good that game was. It was such a bad game, the creators had to apologize. And then, you know, when a game is so bad that the creators had to apologize, you really messed up. And, like, with other games that are coming, like, I think Redfall, doing the same thing, it's a thing, man. Like, apparently, like, these games are just coming out just to get some bucks into your pockets without having a quality attached to it. It's a bit of a hassle to be a part of, like, that world, like, where games are just coming out and, like, not much thought has been put into it. But that's just the way it goes. That is the end part for all the news that came out this week. But,
Dad, can you help me?
I wanted to talk a little bit about analogs and things like that. And you know what? I'm going to take a little break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk all about that. You see that? I just switched it out so I can put, like, my interlude. See, I'm using my phone right now for all of this. But Quirkless Wonder did such a great job of giving me such a mix, giving me, like, some fade-ins and fade-outs that I can just do it all from my phone if I wanted to. Most times I've been using my PC of late, I've been using my microphone for my PC and all that good stuff. And Tashi J has been giving me like her audio for this as well. But again, like MomoCon. So things are a little bit different this week. But I want to talk about a little bit of stuff like with analog characters and new segments on the show or on the podcast in general. I want to start doing talks where I can just talk about certain interactions, certain stories, certain topics without it being news based, because this topic here is more about the character Deathbird and Blackfire from DC Comics. And I looked into this. Blackfire was created in 1982 and Deathbird was created in 1977. And the reason why this is so interesting to me is because usually DC comes out with a character first and Marvel copies it. For those of you who don't know, Deathbird is the sister of Lilandra, who is an alien, like an alien humanoid bird race. And she's predominantly in the X-Men franchise. And Blackfire is Tamranian, a part of the Starfire Teen Titans branch of DC Universe. And she's also like the evil sister of Starfire. So you get like two characters with evil sisters, got like Death or Black in their names, like kind of menacing, but also very strong, powerful women. And it's just, you see a lot of analogs in DC and Marvel, but usually more often than not, those analogs are met with DC did it first. And I want to start doing shows where I talk about stuff like this. So like when I don't have a chance to talk about news or it's a slow news week, I can do stuff like this and just talk about it. Don't have to worry about like X, Y, and Z. Pop up my phone, get my topics, and talk to you guys about this kind of stuff, and just have that be that. So that's going to be like one of the future things I'm going to be bringing to you guys with the podcast or something like that. I hope you guys appreciate it. If you don't appreciate it, let me know, I guess. Like, leave me a review. Or you know, comment on... Don't leave me a review about how you don't like my segments. Leave me a comment on the social media platform. Don't review that. Don't do that. I don't need that in my life. But I think that's about it. There are more cons to come. I know I'm in Atlanta, so there can be like crap tons of cons going around out here. So even though I didn't make it a MomoCon, Dragon Con's coming up. I may not go to that one unless I get a press badge. But we'll see about that. See how that goes. Make sure you guys hit up Anton Six. Hit up Tashi J. Hit up Quirkless Wonder. Hit up like all the people that you see I do shows with, like that I collab with on a regular, and I'll leave them some love. Also, TikTok is where most of my blurred news is right now. Like I just made like the minute long discussions of me talking about all the topics. It's all blurred news. Who cares, right? Let's just make it all blurred news, and that's what it is now. So make sure you check out TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Those are the big places to check out those stories. I'm still like resharing other people's work and like so you guys can get like a full branch of what's out there that you may miss out on. I think that's close to it. Yeah, I think that's a good part of it. As always, I'm your host, D of FTN Nerd Talk. Until next time, take it easy. Hey guys, D here of FTL Nerd Talk. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, tell your friends about FTL Nerd Talk. Got a lot of different shows for all of you. Make sure you tune in every week for a brand new episode. Take it easy.